Have you ever wondered what mealtime looks like in one of Canada's federal prisons? Well, that's exactly what we'll explore in today's episode. You'll discover what food is really like, and also how meals are prepared and distributed to thousands of inmates across Canada each and every day. I'm your host, Kirsten Gagnon. Welcome to another episode of Prisons Inside Out. Food plays an essential role in correctional institutions. A nutritious diet doesn't just impact physical health, it's key to rehabilitation and it supports mental and spiritual well-being as well. In a federal prison, delivering healthy meals is integral to the Correctional Service of Canada's mission of maintaining health and safety for everyone in its institutions. But feeding thousands of people in such a controlled environment requires careful planning and coordination on a massive scale. Just how massive? Well, each day, CSC's food services team is responsible for feeding nearly 14,000 inmates across the country. To find out how they do it, our team visited Drumheller Institution in Alberta, where we got a behind-the-scenes look at the kitchens, cafeterias, and the food distribution process.
No, they would come here, so we have around half an hour to eat.
Okay.
Yeah, so they would come and...
That's the voice of Rakesh, Drumheller's chief of food services. Rakesh gave us a guided tour of the cafeteria and kitchen where his team was busy preparing for the lunchtime rush. Our first stop was the cafeteria, where the majority of inmates eat their meals. The cafeteria looked similar to one you'd find in a big high school. The room was large, with floor-to-ceiling windows. There were several tables lining the floor, each with a certain number of seats attached to them. There are metal windows there that open from inside the kitchen where staff can serve the food, and this is for safety reasons. Here's Rakesh explaining what a typical mealtime looks like.
Here we will have the CSC staff, like the correctional officer will be standing on that
side.
Yes.
Watching.
If they have any issue or they have somebody have with them disagreement,
yeah,
we will kind of rectify that issue.
Okay.
So here also to assist, but for them also it's hard for them to control 100 guys at a time because there are only like 4 staff members there and they have 100 inmates, so it's not an easy job. So
yeah.
In Canada's federal prisons, meals are distributed using 2 main models. The first is the central kitchens model, which prepares and serves meals to inmates based on CSC's national menu. Medium and maximum security prisons, like Drumheller, primarily use this system. Within the central kitchen model, food is served in one of 3 ways. The first is cafeteria feeding, which Rakesh's team was preparing for during our visit. The second is range feeding, used in prisons without cafeterias. The third is tray feeding or satellite service, where individual meal trays are directly served to cells. Here's Rakesh explaining that.
And then Unix 31, which is satellite service. What that means, satellite service, they will receive a tray, individual tray, fully loaded as per the menu, directly to their cell. That's what you saw when you came right now. You saw 2 meal card. Those 2 meal card is heading right now for lunch. It's heading to Unix 31.
In minimum security institutions, inmates mostly prepare their own meals using raw ingredients provided from national or institutional grocery lists. This system is called the Small Group Meal Planning Program. Meal planning is all part of an inmate's rehabilitation process and preparation for a successful and safe transition into the community. Our next stop was the kitchen, where Rakesh's team was hard at work. Drumheller operates a finishing kitchen, which combines prepared products from regional food production centers with items made in-house. Each region has its own food production center. In these centers, CSC employees and inmates who are working prepare items from the national menu, such as soups, sauce, and meats, using a cook-chill system. These items are then distributed weekly to finishing kitchens at nearby institutions across the region. In institutions too far from a regional food production center, all cooking is done in-house. Rakesh explains more about the differences between these two systems during our interview. Here's our full conversation. So we're here at Drumheller Institution in Alberta, and I'm here with Rakesh Kalupnat, who's the Chief of Food Services for Drumheller Institution. And thank you so much for that wonderful tour of your work. And we got to meet some of your staff and learn how you serve inmates food throughout the day. So tell me a bit about your role.
I'm the Chief of Food Services, so I have been working for Drumheller Institution for almost 15 years now. Prior to that, I used to work in a cruise line, but when I moved to Alberta, it was not easy myself to find a really good job with a good security. So I find working with CSC is one of the best avenues. So I really enjoy my work. I have a good team of staff. It's challenging, but we try to go through every day with a positive attitude and just do the best of it.
Mm-hmm. That's what struck me about you, Rakesh. You seem so positive and also really calm. And I guess that's an asset working in this environment.
Oh, you know, you're right. At the very beginning when I started, it was not easy. Yeah, the first 6 months was really frustrated as me as a food service staff. I have working all my life in food services. Mm-hmm. And come here, the institution, and when you have inmate worker to have, you don't have inmate worker which is qualified to do the job.
That turns around, I guess, somewhat when you do get a few inmates who want to work in the kitchen. You have to invest quite a bit of time and effort into the training and mentorship and making sure they follow the food safety standards as well.
Absolutely. This is fundamental. This is the most, not say difficult, but this is the most hard part of the duty, because you have to make sure you're giving them knife and you're giving them to deal with ready-to-eat food. You have to make sure that they wash their hand, they use glove, and especially when we're serving diet meal, they don't do any cross-contamination that you have for regular meal. You have one set of cutleries, serving utensils, and they're not mixing it. Mm-hmm. And you have to really teach them that, because I give an example. Let's say you see that meal line where we're serving this morning, and on a pork day, you have to serve the halal person. You have to make sure there's no cross-contamination. Mm-hmm. They still have to understand that dynamic of that duty and that part of responsibility.
Mm-hmm. And I know our listeners might be wondering, because you mentioned knives, and sometimes we have individuals inside prison who may not be, as safe around knives. So how do we make sure that no incidents occur?
So the way we do it is we have a sign-out and sign-in sheet. So every inmate who we will give the knife to use, the food service officer will have to get his name, sign the name, and we know what specific duty he's doing for the day. We'll have a sheet, document everything. And before we serve the meal line, all the knife will be locked in a safe cage. So basically what I'm going to say, let's say after breakfast is 8:30, all is clear. After 8:30, that's where the time we're going to issue the knife only when is required for a knife duty. Let's say we know now noon will be lunchtime, and 11 o'clock is the count time that we do the physical count. So when we do the physical count, we also gather all the knife. We make sure that we're not missing anything. We don't have lots of knife. We only have two knife in the kitchen.
Okay.
So for us to only have two knife is better control.
Mm-hmm. They're all accounted for and it's monitored and
yes,
controlled. So it's not like somebody's taking a knife back to their cell. It's not like that. It's a very structured
environment. It's very structured. We also have like a tag on the knife. We will have imprimat on the knife. We'll write like B13. So even they take the knife, they go somewhere. If somebody catch it, we'll know which inmate was working on that knife for that day.
Okay, and yeah. I guess we talked about it a bit earlier, but there's an incentive for the inmates to do well and to do their job in a responsible way, because they could have serious consequences to not following the rules, and they want to be able to be on the right path, I guess, to their rehabilitation so that they can eventually, if appropriate, make it to minimum or out potentially in the future. So I think they have a stake in making sure they follow the rules as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if they do something, they know they will be getting, not say punished, but there will be repercussion for every error, every mistake they do, right? So,
And one of the things about food, when I visit different institutions or speak to inmates, I notice that food is often number one on their mind, because it's one of those things. You can control what you eat when you're incarcerated. There's so much you can't control. And I really notice the importance of food to the rehabilitation of inmates, because it really, it almost starts there. If you have healthy food, you're less likely to get agitated or get into incidents. You're also less likely to have health issues later on, right? So talk to me a bit about that.
What I do myself to make sure that this occurred on a daily basis, we make sure that we follow the menu 100%. Me, the way I order the food, I make sure that there's no deviation on the menu. If the menu specifies breakfast, what they have to get, that is exactly what they're going to get. And for lunchtime too, we can't make any mistake. We make sure that when they come, everybody is fed appropriately. Mm-hmm. We cannot have, when an inmate is coming to eat for lunch, he knows he has burger on the menu or chicken leg on the menu. We have to make sure that every one of them is fed equally. Mm-hmm. We cannot say on the last minute, hey, I ran out of chicken leg, can I give you a piece of leftover? That cannot happen. Mm-hmm.
So you really make sure that you calculate, everything's calculated in terms of nutrients according to the Canada Food Guide.
Absolutely.
And every man at an institution will have a daily calorie intake.
Correct.
That you must meet as a food expert, really. And you walked us through the kitchen, and so I noticed that there's little brown trays, kind of like I had when I went to elementary and high school, with different little compartments. And the inmates will line up in single line fashion. And there's a wall with a windows and a little doorway, if you will, that opens and shuts. And the trays will come out for each inmate, served by your staff in the food services section. And so every inmate will get their meal and then go sit down.
Correct.
And eat it. And there are a few stations at the back of the room where they could get milk or
coffee.
Yeah. And serve themselves for that. And then they have the half hour for lunch.
Correct.
So when you're in prison, routine's important. It's important to the inmates. They need to know what to expect, when to expect it. It keeps them organized and focused, right?
You're absolutely right. If we don't have routine, we don't have a strategic plan and structured things in place, it's going to be really hectic. Mm-hmm. Like I give you an example for myself. No matter what, if I have four staff working for breakfast, I have to be ready at 7:30. Mm-hmm. This is the breakfast time. Mm-hmm. The rest of the population don't have to worry, because breakfast, they know breakfast will be ready. Yeah. If I am short staffed, that is my problem. Mm-hmm. I have to make sure that the breakfast is ready at 7:30. Food services work on a time constraint. Everything is set to a time.
Okay.
Breakfast 7:30, lunch noon, supper 4:30.
So I noticed today for breakfast there was oatmeal on the menu.
Correct.
So can you describe for me a bit how that would look in the tray?
Oh, we will have dry oatmeal in the morning. We will just cook them with boiling water, and we will have them dish up individually in each trays.
Okay. Yeah. And then for lunch was, lunch is coming up soon now.
Pretty soon, yeah.
So I noticed when you walked us through the kitchen, we could see mushroom soup.
Mushroom soup, chicken wiener, hot dog bun, condiment, spring mix salad, and it's a good meal today.
So. Yeah, and we saw one of the inmates cutting up all the salad and mixing in the appropriate vegetables. And
correct.
You all have that predetermined in advance, so they know exactly what they're doing.
Yes, we have a sheet that they have to follow. Mm. everything has been listed mm-hmm. and what they have to follow, like a recipe book, mm-hmm. like spring mix salad, what has to go mm-hmm. in that, and how, what dressing we have to serve. Mm-hmm. It's very systematic. So yeah. everything has been done like on a every 28 days is the same.
Okay.
So my staff will have zero room to make any error. Every 28 days the same.
Okay.
So it's not like in a restaurant, you have a meal tickets and customers coming mm-hmm. and then they decide, give me a chicken parmesan or a steak. No, it's not like that.
No.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
So it's very, very less room to make mistakes. It's very straightforward.
Yeah. And our goal is to make sure they get the allotted number of calories
Absolutely.
And a balance of good food. But again, it's not fine dining, it's prison, right?
So. No, we still make it very, I know it's prison. Everybody has that thing in their mind that mm-hmm. it's prison, but in my opinion, they eat really well.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about your staff being really hardworking, and you talked a bit about the structure as well. And so I noticed that some of your staff were working with the inmates very closely to kind of coach and mentor them. What goes into kind of leading the way for the inmates in terms of leading by example, but showing them the ropes behind in the kitchen and how to do the job so they gain some skills. So maybe they do this on the outside one day. Who knows?
Yeah, you're right. Who knows? And actually, we do our best to train them. We do our best. We give them the best coaching and knife skill, food safety skill. But we do get good response. We do get bad response too. So it's a jail. You have to spec on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the inmates will be very receptive for your direction, but some of the inmates will not be that receptive to your direction. All my kitchen worker work for me. We do give them kind of an incentive. Like for example, today my kitchen worker, if they're working, my staff will not be mine to give them 2 yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like it's a small incentive for them to work for
mm-hmm.
me. So,
and you need people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you want to make it appealing, so more people apply for that work.
Especially if during winter time, who will wake up at 6:30 to come to work?
Mm-hmm.
So they have to wake up around 6 o'clock even to have a shower, brush your teeth, get ready with clean uniform, because they will have to wear a uniform to come. They cannot just get out of the bed and just come to work.
Mm-hmm. So to keep the kitchen clean.
Absolutely.
That's great. And so we talked a lot about the medium side of the institution, but you also run the minimum side.
Correct.
Where you have over 100 inmates there.
122, yeah.
And the inmates in a minimum, it's a bit different in the sense that part of the whole philosophy is to help them become more responsible, organized, budgeting, etc., so that they're more ready for life potentially on the outside if they're released. So can you talk to me a bit about that?
Yes. So what we do over there for the minimum institution is like a mini grocery store. We give them the chance to buy the grocery on their own. I have to make sure that when they buy something which is they're going to be able to eat for breakfast, for lunch, and for supper. Because the opportunities they have to get the grocery in minimum is, I don't want them to just to buy protein items like salmon, chicken breast. I want also for them to get something like a nutritious item like oatmeal, cream of wheat, bread item, dairy item, fruit item, vegetable item. So we try to encourage that. But and also most of the inmate will be living like in a house unit of 8 of under or 9 of under. But I have also seen them like make a group, eating as a group. They will share and they will cook together. And also it's also a good education for them because they're able to know how to budget themselves, what they need to buy, how they need to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And we provide them recipe as well. We provide them a recipe book for short order cooking. Let's say all the food safety step to cook a chicken breast or cooking a ground beef. If they're cooking ground beef, they have to make sure that the internal temperature requirement, we all have this on the list. And it's been posted in their house that they can say, okay, I'm cooking a potential hazard food. I have to make sure that They have thermometers, they check their food, so mm-hmm. which is safe for them to eat.
That's great.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you want our listeners to know about the work you do and the work of your team?
I will say that when somebody is working for an institution, I don't want them to feel that, oh, working with inmate is not a good job. It is. It's just you have to make sure that when you're working with an inmate, you know your barrier, you know your limitation, and you make sure that you follow the rules and regulation for and protocol for CSE. If you can do that, you'll be absolutely fine.
Great. Well, thank you so much for all the time you spent with us today.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
I really appreciate it. After wrapping up our interview, Rakesh brought out a tray identical to the one served to hundreds of inmates earlier that day. It was a time for me to answer the big question. What does the food taste like?
So I'm opening up a soup that was provided to me by Rakesh for me to do a little taste test of the food menu for this lunch hour. So I'm going to test taste the soup if I can get it open. Not too bad. Not very salty. I know that a lot of inmates may have some dietary restrictions, so they tend to not make things too salty, and then salt could always be added if it's provided. I'm going to taste test the lentil salad because I do like my food on the healthier side. So I'm going to try this. And this is quite good. It's pretty tasty and very healthy. It has lentils, looks like some green onion, maybe some celery. Anyway, good way to hide different types of vegetables in there.
A big thank you to Rakesh and the staff at Drumheller Institution for welcoming us so warmly and providing such valuable insights. A special thanks as well to CSE's Food Services team for their vital work in supporting the health and well-being of inmates across the country. This has been a production of the Correctional Service of Canada, and I'm your host, Kirsten Gagnon. Thanks for listening.